Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Let's Get Personal podcast, where we have conversations about everything. My name is Jordan Antle, the host of this podcast, and today we're going to be talking about the incredibly powerful effects food has on our minds and why a lot of us might not realize we're sabotaging our own lives. Now, I'm also going to be talking about some foods that I really recommend, or some food groups I really recommend you stay away from and stop consuming. If you're not consuming them, great, but I really doubt there isn't one you aren't consuming right now out of the ones I've listed. So I'll explain more in detail as I go, but without further ado, let me just get into it. So I really think, actually, I definitely believe there is a lack of education on the effects that the foods and drinks that we consume have on our body. Now, there's some straightforward knowledge when it comes to, you know, you eat bad foods, you know, you'll probably gain weight. If you don't eat enough, you obviously lose weight, and that's never really a good thing in either direction. And this also obviously includes, you know, sugary drinks and all that kind of stuff. But the problem is that people don't seem to realize that what you're consuming could also be big factors contributing to your mental struggles, your well-being, how you feel, your motivation, your drive. Are you happy? Are you depressed? Are you anxious often? And I really just think that this lack of education is leading to a lot of brain fog in people. It's leading to a lot of people kind of being on autopilot a lot. You know, they kind of feel like they're just losing themselves. They're disassociating from themselves in a way, and they just don't understand why. Now, you know I like to talk a lot about self-awareness, and I really think when it comes to what we're eating and stuff, we have to be aware that there could potentially be a possibility of our minds not feeling so great, us not feeling so great because of what we're eating. Because if you don't really look at what you're consuming and you're just somebody who just eats whatever, whenever, not really taking into consideration, you know, whether or not you should be eating all this McDonald's or, you know, having takeout like 3 times a week or something like that. I really think if you're not somebody who really thinks about this stuff, then, I mean, why would any of this really matter to you? I think there's a lot of ignorance when it comes to, I mean, like, you know, ignorance is bliss, right? So for people listening to this podcast who really just don't care, and like most things, but with this specifically, I mean, why would you even take in the knowledge that I'm about to give you guys? Because, you know, the thing is, there are people out there that just feel they have a personal attachment to what they eat and what they consume. And I think when somebody kind of tells them, those people, that what you're eating, you should probably stop, there is a defensive maneuver that kicks in. So I really think that this should all be just taken in as knowledge, beneficial knowledge. Whether or not you want to continue eating this way, I mean, that's your choice. But if you are curious about, you know, me diving more into this, then continue to listen, because I really think this is knowledge that will benefit you or anyone out there that is curious on how to potentially start, you know, even in baby steps towards a better life with a better diet, right? So when I talk about these things, these foods and drinks, there is no indicator here that I'm suggesting you diet, okay? I'm just more or less saying, just be aware of what you consume, because realistically, everyone is still going to eat these things and drink these things, but it's all about moderation, right? So, anyways, the thing is here, everything you consume directly or indirectly affects your brain. Coffee, your morning stimulant, or perhaps you like a little kick, but not too much, so why not tea? Chocolate makes kids hyper and makes us adults feel like crap, which is practically just sugar in a nutshell. Then we've got alcohol and marijuana. Those are some big ones as well. And these things that you consume are affecting you, whether you like it or not. I mean, when you eat something, it goes through your body, you know, and it really does lead to people not understanding themselves or understanding why they feel the way they do. You know, it leads to emotional instability. Again, with the depression and the anxiety. I mean, look at coffee, right? Coffee's a great example. If you drink too much coffee, you're not feeling too great. You're anxious. I mean, the other day, I drank 3 cups of coffee, and then I went to a concert, a Tim Baker concert, and I was actually just like, my anxiety went through the roof. And I'm not normally anxious in crowds, but after I chugged that coffee, those coffees, I really was. And there was another interesting thing, too, I wanted to bring up here that I've actually been learning myself, and I don't know too much about it, but it is definitely being studied, and if you're interested, you should totally look into it. But there is an idea that we don't actually control the things we do in life. Not all of them. And what do I mean by that? Well, there is this understanding, and again, it's being researched, that our gut is actually controlling what we do in our lives. And why is that? Well, because there is, you know, in our gut biome, there are bacteria that essentially guide our brains. They guide the chemicals within our minds and essentially lead us to consuming foods that the bacteria in our gut want. Now, it sounds crazy, right? That sounds insane to think that we are being controlled or influenced. I think that's a better word. Influenced by bacteria in our gut. But this is definitely a very deeply researched study going on right now. Because truthfully, guys, I mean, think about it like this. If you eat a lot of takeout, right, a lot of greasy foods, you'll find that you crave them often. Why do you crave these foods? Sure, they taste good. But, I mean, to have a craving means you have a want. I can enjoy McDonald's. I don't feel the need to get it every single day. But if you're at a point where you just want to consume takeout often, you know, the grease that is going in your body is, in fact, being digested or eaten and digested by bacteria in your stomach. And there's a whole lot of other factors, too. But, like, the thing is, the bacteria is thriving off the food you eat, because you eat it, goes in your stomach, goes in your intestine, and that's when your, you know, the bacteria start to feast. And it's in a weirdly, it's weirdly like a parasite relationship in a strange way. But that's essentially what is going on. And I really, really think it would do you justice, any of you guys listening to this right now, if you are ever in brain fog, if you are ever, you know, very unstable often with your mood swings, or perhaps you just can't control your emotions. And, you know, even again, it's very hard to be self-aware. I really think it would do you well to take a step back and actually look at what you eat. Do you drink a lot of sugars? Do you eat a lot of sugars? Do you eat a lot of takeout? Do you eat a lot of grease, processed foods, all this kind of stuff? I really think it would definitely be beneficial for you to look into that, you know. And while I continue talking here, I do want to start talking about some foods I really recommend you stay away from. Before I get into that, I would definitely suggest that you look more into including more fruits and vegetables in your diet. Obviously, I'm not going to be a nutritionist here and tell you what you should and shouldn't eat, but I think it's common knowledge that fruits and veggies, you know, we should eat them more, and we definitely should not be eating too much meat. We're actually not, us as a species are not actually meant to eat large amounts of meat. It's not actually a part of our diet. It's not, and it's no one's fault, but it's not what we survived on. We didn't survive solely on being carnivores. We're omnivores, right? Humans are omnivores, but we need that healthy balance. So I definitely recommend, you know, eating actual vegetables, fruits when you can here and there. And I guess taking supplements isn't really a problem either, as long as they're beneficial supplements and not other things. But anyways, now let me just get into the foods I really recommend, the foods and drinks. You definitely want to avoid sugar. If there's one thing I've noticed in my diet is whenever I eat sugar, and again, this is just talking from my experience, when I eat sugar, I eat chocolate right now, actually. Easter just passed. I've consumed a lot of chocolate. Now, if there's one thing that I've noticed that's really interesting is I'll sit down, I'll eat some sugar, and this is usually, like, let's say after a fast. So I tend to intermittent fast in the morning, so I won't eat at all for about 18 hours. So I'll go to bed, and then, you know, I'll wake up. I won't eat until like 2 p.m. in the afternoon. If I decide to eat chocolate right after that, which I don't recommend, I will notice my mood dip throughout the day. My mood will literally just go downhill. And I really think it's because the excess sugar that it has, you know, it burns us out. It's not really a good energy source. I mean, fun fact, sugar tastes the way it does. It tastes sweet because that's actually your taste buds telling your brain that this is a energy source. There's a really, like, quick energy source in what you're about to consume. That's why sweetness is sweet. It is actually the communication that your tongue has, your taste buds have, to your brain to indicate that there is a, you know, high energy source here. But it's not a lasting energy source, so it results in burnout. I mean, look at energy drinks. They not only have sugar, they have caffeine in them. I'm not going to get into that. Really recommend you don't drink those either. But, you know, that's for another... Actually, no, this is a perfect time to talk about this. Do not drink energy drinks. Another thing you should stay away from is aspartame. Aspartame, sorry. Which is, of course... what is aspartame? It essentially is just fake sugar. It's not real sugar, and it's like a chemical. It's just a substance used in like diet cokes or diet anything. It's really not good. I don't know too much about aspartame, but it definitely is not healthy to consume. So I really recommend you stay away from the diet drinks. You should stay away from the sugary drinks in general. But you know, like everything, it's okay in moderation. But allow me to continue. So you definitely want to also avoid refined carbs. When we eat large quantities of refined carbs, these foods often have a high glycemic load. The glycemic refers to how much a food raises your blood sugar levels based on the serving size, essentially. The effect on memory may also be due to inflammation of the hippocampus, a part of the brain that affects some aspects of memory, as well as responsiveness to hunger and fullness. Cue's inflammation is recognized as a risk factor for degenerative diseases of the brain, including Alzheimer's disease and dementia. So yeah, you should definitely stay away from refined carbs. You should also stay away from foods high in trans fats. Stay away from processed foods. That's a given. And of course, the last two here, alcohol. Now, the thing is with alcohol, right? A lot of people love alcohol. And I'm not about to be the guy to tell you that I don't drink alcohol, because I do drink. Of course I do. You know, I'm from Newfoundland, okay? I've got Irish blood. I've got Irish descent. I like to have a drink. Who doesn't? But like everything here on this list, and like I've said often, it's all about moderation. If you're drinking every single night, there's a problem. I mean, in fact, drinking a couple of nights a week is not great. And it also includes on what you're drinking. Are you drinking beer? Are you drinking wine? Are you drinking whiskey, rum, vodka? I mean, like, these are, like, the higher concentration of alcohol, the harder it is on your system and your liver. So, but like in small doses, alcohol is beneficial. But again, you know, I say small. They recommend that every, you know, that for like men, they consume like what, 2 glasses of wine every now and again. And for women, it's like 1. And obviously there's different portions for, you know, body type and height and all that kind of stuff. But again, consuming too much alcohol is obviously not good. It's not good for your system and can definitely lead to unpleasant things like hangovers. Who likes those? But lastly here, and this is for the seafood lovers out there. This is really important. And I don't know how common this is known. I don't know how common knowledge this is for most people, but you got to be careful with consuming fish. If you're consuming a lot of fish, you got to watch out for potential mercury poisoning. There is high concentrate of mercury in a lot of fish out in the world, out in markets. Very small amounts, but, you know, mercury as a metal compound in your body, it builds up. It doesn't just go away easily. It builds. So if you're eating a lot of fish, like raw salmon, if you like sushi, which I love sushi, and you're eating it often, you could actually be increasing your risk of getting mercury toxicity, which, of course, includes disruption, which would, disrupt the central nervous system and neurotransmitters and stimulants of neurotoxins, which can result in damage to the brain. Now, I hope this wasn't too much information for you guys. It probably was a lot to take in, but if there is one thing I could really say to finish off this episode here that I would recommend, is that if any of this really does concern you and you are interested to learn and study more about this, I highly just recommend doing research, looking at foods, maybe even listen to some other podcasts that talk more about foods and the effect on the brain. But, you know, realistically, it is definitely a beneficial topic to look into, and I really recommend that you do it if this is something you would like to be interested in. I really think it could change your life. I really think for a lot of people out there that are struggling day to day with getting control of themselves, their minds, their bodies, you know, like, I mean, you can't work out and go to the gym without eating proper proteins, nutrients, calorie deficits, you know, and monitoring what you consume. I mean, it's, you don't, and I'm not saying you need to go to the gym and work out. I'm just saying that it's kind of a process, and it's definitely something that takes time to get the hang of. But, you know, with that all being said, I will leave that decision up to you. But either way, guys, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to another episode of the podcast. I hope you're all enjoying. For everyone out there listening, it would be amazing if you could rate us on Stitcher and on Apple. That would be super great. Help our podcast grow, and be sure to subscribe to listen for more. All right, guys, until next time, I'll see you in the next episode. All right, see ya.